Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I just received an email, basically you're a Springfield resident who, there was a photo of you that was sent to me about your participation. I guess they were just doing a talk about that, and then also the Warrior Games coming up. And I just wanted to talk to you briefly about that, being as this is kind of a local interest story.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. All right, let me just grab my notes. So what I have is on February 28th, there was a camp, and you were speaking, there was a photo of you speaking to some Marines from the Warrior Battalion. What's been your involvement in the military? Do you want to talk a little background about that?
Oh, well, my involvement in the military has been these games, working at the Marine Corps trials with these wounded soldiers.
Okay. So are you kind of a coach yourself, or what's your role in that? How do you work with them?
Absolutely, yeah. I coach sitting volleyball. It's a Paralympic mm-hmm. sport. And, any athlete is, you know, who comes to the games can sign up for different sports. And so mm-hmm. we take different divisions. So there's West, Battalion West, Battalion East, Allied Forces, and Veterans. And then we train them. And then they compete mm-hmm. in a tournament style event for medals.
Okay.
And so we spent the last about 8 days now training and coaching and playing matches. So.
Oh, great. Okay. So how long have you been involved with coaching?
I've been coaching. I've been coaching for probably like 5 years now.
Okay.
I've coached at Thurston High School, and then also coached at club volleyball
mm-hmm.
for Webfoot Juniors as well, and then got into coaching the Marines.
Okay. Oh, and yeah, and when did that latest, whenabouts did you start with the Marines?
This is my second year coaching
okay.
at the Marine Corps Trials.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely. I wanted to talk briefly about that. I don't know if were you ever in the military yourself or.
I'm not, no.
Okay. So, definitely. Just it's interesting to speak about how somebody from the Springfield area doing this. Do you know of any other Springfield residents who've recent years been helping with this?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Corwin.
And what was the last name? I didn't hear that.
Corwin.
Okay. No, I'm not sure how to spell that. My phone reception is not so good sometimes.
It's Corwin.
Corwin. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was it that kind of sparked your interest with this? I mean, was there some people you talked to? Did it sort of? Do you have information about how that transition worked?
Absolutely. I used to live in Washington D.C. and I worked for a military contractor, a defense contractor that
mm-hmm.
worked with soldier benefits. And through them, I was able to get connected to the Marine Corps War. It was called the War P program, which puts on these trials. And what they do is they rehabilitate wounded, ill, or injured Marines through sports, athletics.
Okay.
And so I got connected through that and talked to the right people and mentioned that I had played volleyball and then also mm-hmm. has coached volleyball in the past. And they connected me to the head coach for the sitting volleyball program here. And I was able to make it last year.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So what's a little bit about your day on maybe your daily routine when you're doing that? What's some of the things that you do and what do you enjoy most about it?
Oh, absolutely. We have about three sessions a day. We have, you know, we start at 7:30 in the morning and the guys will come in and they'll get warmed up and then we'll do training. So we do lots mm-hmm. of... specific skill
right.
sets, And then we get into team-oriented activities. And it goes out for 2 hours. And then these guys all are competing. And since this is like an Olympic-style event, so there's, mm-hmm. you know, swimming, archery, track and field, shooting. And so these guys are multi-sport athletes
right.
here. So they're going from one event to another. And then, you know, another group of guys will come in, and usually from a different battalion. And so, you know, when these guys come in, we pretty much do the same thing. And, you know, we really get to build these relationships with these guys. A lot of them haven't played seated volleyball before. And mm-hmm. so we're introducing the sports then, you know, introducing that team building aspect of it. As well, and mm-hmm. just an opportunity for these guys to get engaged in something, you know, after the fact that they've, you know, may have lost a limb or, you know, suffered PTSD, and this is an opportunity
right.
for them to, you know, have an outlet, you know, and you see the growth that happens from day one till even now, which is day eight for us. You see the growth. It's huge. I mean, the growth is major. It's, you know, these guys start off shy and timid. They don't really understand the sport, and then they start looking forward to it. And then the competition comes back, and
right.
And someone for like myself, it's like if I had lost my legs, you know, I, you know, a lot of people would feel like maybe their world has ended, and you know,
right.
This is an opportunity to see these guys just get super excited, you know, and be around people who can understand what they're going through. And
right.
we're here to coach, and we're here to show them that there's, you know, so many things to look forward to and that you could get into outside of the fact that you're not completely able-bodied anymore, or that, you know, you suffered, you know, some trauma from being overseas.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads me to another question. Have you ever noticed just a difference since you yourself maybe haven't been in the military, but how you've connected with these people who have, and what is something, you know, from your perspective being outside of that, and maybe how does that affect your perception of it and what you've gained from it and what you've observed from it?
My perception of the military?
No, sort of that, but just how you've connected maybe with these athletes and wounded service members who are now doing this, and how you connected with them, even maybe you're outside of the military yourself, but then how you've seen that interaction, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I mean, we build these great relationships with each other. We're brought in here to coach these guys, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we respect them so much, and you know, they respect us, and we're here to teach, and at the same time build that relationship. But they have that support, you know, outside of whatever military hospital they might be through or agency that they're going through. That they have coaches, you know, they have guys that are pushing for them, and that they're going to push them. That be like, no, it's not okay for you to just, you know, not push yourself right now harder, you know, because a lot of, you know, because of their situation, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't push them any longer, you know, who might have that sympathy.
Right.
And it's not that we don't, you know, we obviously take that into consideration, but we ask a lot of them, and they feed off that energy. They really do.
Right.
And you know, what it's given for me is that, you know, to see how strong they are. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine not being able to walk. I can't. I can walk. I have full use of my whole body. And when these guys are out there, you know, playing their hearts out and doing everything we ask them every single day and competing in other events with a disability such
mm-hmm.
as that. You know, they've seen things and experienced things that I could never imagine, and they come with a great attitude every day, and they're willing
right.
to learn. And so, obviously, when I wake up in the morning, if I'm not feeling great, you know, it you know, I find that strength to be like, wow, like, you know, I need to be there for them. And, you know, I'm blessed. I feel grateful that I'm, you know, to be in the position I am to be able to help them and to be able-bodied, of course.
Yeah, kind of that appreciation there, too, maybe comes in. And so a little bit, so how long are they training from now until, I guess, mid-May or so is when they have the competitions?
Yeah, the competition is about 10 days, and we keep training going from day one until about day 10. You know, what we're hoping is that when they go back to their bases, or, you know, that there's programs that the programs will pick up. And so one of the you know, the reasons to do this is that it gains popularity, and that, you know, we have more guys coming out to these events, and then when they go back to their camp, they tell maybe another fellow wounded warrior that, hey, you know, pick your head up. I know things aren't great right now. I know you're recovering, but hey, this is what you have to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go out there and you can compete, and you have an opportunity to be around some really great guys, really great coaches, you know, and push yourself, you know, and push others to be better. And, you know, and that's the most important thing, is to spread that message that, you know, just because you're in a dark place, we're not going to allow you to be in that dark place, that there's plenty to look forward to. And these guys are going to go out there and pick up their fellow Marines and be like, hey, I want you to come to the games next year. This is why. You know, and for a lot of them, it is volleyball. I, you know, talked to a few guys, and they're like, oh, I love volleyball. Love it. And I'm like, you're going to go back to your camp and play? They're like, oh, yeah, and I'm gonna find some other ways to play. And I'm like, excellent.
Great. So it's something that's kind of like a new lasting enjoyment that they might get out of that. They can continue doing that at least for quite a period of time, maybe after they've left. Is that sort of what's the hopeful that this will continue as a hobby or an activity or a passion potentially?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the support these guys have outside of recovering is yet to be determined in some cases, you know, and that support can come with athletics. It can come from having a coach who's like, hey, great job out there. You know, I really want you to work on this. And, you know, for
right.
someone who may have not had that, you know, they have something to push towards. And then they can get into a position where they're able to pick up the next guy and be like, hey, man, you know, this is a really great sport, or this is a really great event. I want you to try it. And then the next thing you know is their morale gets picked up and their quality of life is better. And, you know, and that's all we can really ask for.
Sounds good. So at this point, I think you've answered most of the questions that I've had, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. Did you have anything else you'd like to add that you didn't get to mention?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
It's a great event. I know you mentioned the Warrior Games. Those are this event, the Marine Corps Trials, is strictly for the Marines, except
right.
for the Allied Forces that come in, and. You know, like it's the same kind of Olympic style events that's going to be happening at the Warrior Games,
mm-hmm.
Except the Warrior Games is all branches of the military.
Yeah, that's all the branches, and this is specifically for the Marines, and then some of the special the Allied Forces.
Yeah, absolutely,
okay.
absolutely.
Okay, great.